4:11 now on WTOP. He formally announced the sale of an additional 15 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve back in December, with the crucial midterm elections in less than 3 weeks. That's what President Biden says he's doing to try to make the cost of your next fill-up lower.
We're going to continue to stabilize markets and decrease the prices at a time when the actions of other countries have caused such volatility.
The president is referring to a recent cut in production by OPEC nations.
Joining us live, Timothy Pucco, who reports on energy policy for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much for being with us, Timothy.
Thank you for having me.
So 15 million barrels, could this make a significant difference for Americans?
It does. What I like to remind drivers and people who buy almost any commodity is that these markets are really set on the margin. And what that means is a little bit can go a long way. It does not take much supply or much of a cut to supply often to take a market from a shortfall into an abundance. And so, you know, that's what the president has said he is trying to do. He's been trying to get just enough oil into the market from the emergency U.S. reserves to counteract other shortfalls that have been happening or are threatening to happen in from other suppliers around the world.
Well, gas prices have been on the upswing in the last few weeks after a big drop in the summer. Where do we stand with that right now?
Prices are a little bit iffy right now. Retail prices, you know, gasoline and diesel at the pump have started to tick up again, but they are down, or I should say crude prices on the whole are down about 20% over the past 6-7 months. A lot of that, analysts say, is from this effort to get more emergency oil from government stockpiles into the system. You've had, in addition to that, you've had, you know, slowdowns in a lot of other places. Pandemic lockdowns are still slowing the Chinese economy. War in Europe has been a drag on economic growth there. And so what everyone pays at the pump here is tied into these global markets. If demand is lower in those places, it helps lead to there be a little bit more of a surplus here. And that's what we've seen as these markets have softened over the past several months.
So quickly before we go, how do you see gas prices as we get into the new year, not to mention the cost of jet fuel?
Sure. Well, investors and analysts who are in this space say, you know, this is an exceptionally uncertain time. You know, I alluded to oil prices being down on the whole because of economic slowdowns. And that's a big factor in the market. Even in recent weeks, as there's been a little bit more international friction, there is a lot of fear of a global recession. And so traders are anticipating that, you know, there's not going to be that much economic growth, and that there's going to be a lot of oil because it's not going to be being used. And so there's a thought that that could continue and that could keep prices low. But we've seen a lot of other geopolitical issues that could send things the other way. We've got major supply cuts coming from OPEC. We've got Russia stung by sanctions and threatening to strike back with cuts to oil supply. Russia's a very big oil supplier. And if that Chinese economy turns around, if pandemic restrictions there loosen, things could go in a completely different direction. That's part of the message that we heard from the president today, that he wants to take this action to be prepared as a hedge against that, to get a little bit, to have the chance maybe of putting more supply on the market later if these things materialize and threaten to send prices a lot higher.
Thanks for your help on this. Appreciate it.
Thank
Thanks
you.
So much.
Good luck to all those drivers out there.
That's for sure. Timothy Pucco reports on energy policy for The Wall Street Journal.